So it was an unregistered vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
And had no license
plate?
That's
incorrect.
Shh, shh. A repeat parking offender is caught again.
Your car was towed by Mr. O'Grady a third time.
Correct.
So she brought a friend to fight back.
She instructed her companion to blockade my tow yard.
And what was the plaintiff doing?
She was screaming and yelling at my dispatcher about us wrongfully towing her car.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Donna Brannon is suing towing company owner Stephen O'Grady for illegally towing her car and damaging her fence.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 106 on the calendar, the matter of Brannon versus O'Grady.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Brady, according to your complaint, you have been living in the same mobile home park for 24 years. Is
correct.
That correct?
Correct.
The defendant has a towing company. One of his clients is the mobile home lot, and he has a contract with them to tow cars that are in violation of certain rules of the park or governmental rules. So far, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you had that contract?
Approximately 2 years, Your Honor.
Okay. And Mr. O'Grady towed a car of yours.
Yes, ma'am.
Twice so far. And you went to a mediation with him with regard to those two towings, and the matter was unable to be resolved at mediation. So your case went to small claims court.
Correct.
Because you had to go and get your car out each time it was towed.
Correct.
And on the day that those two cases were set to be heard in small claims court, Mr. O'Grady did not appear. So a default judgment was entered against him. So far, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And then your attorney moved to open that default judgment, giving whatever reason it was to the court. And that's where we are now with regard to those two toes. Those two toes have not yet been decided yet in the appellate process. Is that right? The appeals process. You're appealing, and that hasn't been decided yet.
Yes, ma'am.
Has not been decided.
It has not
yet.
Been decided.
Correct?
Correct.
After that mediation, your car was towed by Mr. O'Grady a third time.
Correct.
Which is why we're here, because you went and got the car, and it cost you $427 both to get the car and for alleged property damage that Mr. O'Grady's company did when he was towing the car.
Correct.
Mr. O'Grady has a counterclaim, and his counterclaim is that you came down to his place of business with a friend and protested him towing your car by having your friend chain himself, was it a man?
It was a neighbor.
A neighbor. Chain himself to a fence which precluded Mr. O'Grady from conducting business that day because his trucks couldn't get in and out. So that's the nature of your counterclaim.
Yes, ma'am.
All right?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like you to tell me on what date for the third time your car was towed.
3:24 at 12:36 p.m.
Now, Mr. O'Grady, you're going to tell me why you towed the car.
Her car was still in violation of the community parking rules.
Do you have those rules?
I do, yes, Your Honor.
Don't give me the... Listen, I'm 74 years old. Take out the one rule that her car was in violation of.
Yes, ma'am. I have them here for you. Highlighted, Your Honor.
Oh, okay. Take a look. Highlighted
is a good thing. On the second page. It's the second page, Your Honor. I believe either the second or third page. It tells the responsibilities of the residents.
No. I just want you to tell me. This is a whole bunch of things. I want you to tell me why you towed her car.
It did not have a valid registration or license plate on the vehicle, ma'am.
Okay, so it was an unregistered vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
And had no license
That's
plate?
That's incorrect.
Shh, shh. And was that the same reason the car had been towed before?
Yes, ma'am, the same reason.
Okay. I'd like you to tell me the dates of the other tows.
I have the receipts for those here, Your Honor.
Just tell me what the dates were.
The date was October 6, 2016, December 21st of 2016.
And March 24th of 2017.
Yes, ma'am.
Was it the same car each time?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of car was it, sir?
An SUV. It was a Nissan Rogue, white in color.
Do you have a VIN number? Was there any identification number on it?
The license plate had expired and was no longer valid, but I do have the license plate number that at one point was valid and then became expired.
It was valid prior to October 6th of 2016?
At some point prior, it was a valid tag and it was not renewed.
Okay, but you have no VIN number on the car?
No, Your Honor, I do not have a VIN number.
Okay, when you towed the car, were you able to identify the year of the car?
No, ma'am.
You were not? How many cars do you own, Ms. Brennan?
One.
What kind of car is it?
2012 Nissan Rogue.
White?
White.
Now, all you have to do is show me a valid registration for the car and a photograph of the valid plates and insurance for the car on March 24th, 2017.
I don't have a picture of the tag itself, but I have the registration and insurance.
I'd like to see it. No, madam. This is for a Dodge Journey. 2011 Dodge Journey.
Here. Oh, I got... That's what we had... I'm sorry. That's what we had started out with.
I want... Listen, don't get cute with me. You see this?
Yes.
This says that you insured the car. The effective date was 4 days after he towed it. I want to see a valid registration for this car.
Well, it's in my wallet.
Then go get it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It would seem to me that a lady who brings a whole lot of other papers with her would have a registration, not an insurance that was 4 days after the tow, but would have a registration on the car. Do we understand each other?
And later today...
Anybody in your family ever been infected with...
No, Your Honor.
Son?
No, Your Honor.
Those bed bugs that were on the back of that headboard were really large. They had had to have been there for a long time.
I don't know that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Donna Brennan says Stephen O'Grady illegally towed her car. Stephen is countersuing for loss of business.
I'm going to dismiss your case. This is automobile insurance. It's not a registration. This says that the effective date of this insurance was 4 days after the defendant, 4 days after effective date of the policy, March 28th, 2017. Now, this is the third time I'm asking you for the registration of the car to show me that it was registered on the 24th of March, 2017. Do you have it or do you not have it?
I've got a folder full of paperwork.
Well,
and,
would you return this to Ms. Brennan, please? Okay. Ms. Brennan, you may think that you're going to get cute with somebody else. You're not going to get cute with me. The reason that you're here is because you say that he, without cause, towed your car on March 24th, 2017. If your car was neither registered nor insured, therefore did not have valid plates on it, on March 24th, you have no case. So it would seem to me that a lady who brings a whole lot of other papers with her would have a registration, not an insurance that was 4 days after the tow, but would have a registration on the car. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Yes, good. So your case is dismissed. Now I'm dealing with his countersuit.
Thank you, Judge.
Great. On what date did Miss Brennan come down to the yard?
March 24th, Your Honor.
And tell me what happened on March 24th.
She came with a companion. It was a gentleman that was older in a mobility scooter. And when she got there, she basically...
What time?
Approximately between 4 and 4:15 p.m. on March 24th.
Go ahead.
When she got there, she instructed her companion to blockade the entry gate to my tow yard.
And who was present and heard that?
I believe my witness.
Well, let's see. You weren't there.
No, I was there, yes.
Didn't hear it.
I did not hear her give the order to blockade the gate. No,
okay.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me your name, sir.
My name's Drew Flake.
Were you there on the 24th at 4 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of work do you do for
I'm the general operations manager.
I'd like you to tell me what happened.
Miss Brennan showed up roughly 4:15 in that area. The gentleman that was with her decided that they was going to block our gate.
Not decided. That calls for the operation of the mind. I just want you to tell me what you saw or what you heard.
I seen her and the gentleman show up and block my gate where I could not enter or exit any of my vehicles.
How did they block it?
The gentleman attached himself to my gate, which made my gate where I could not open it or close it.
And what was the plaintiff doing?
She was screaming and yelling at my dispatcher about us wrongfully towing her car.
I had to call the police, Judge.
How long did she stay there?
I want to say it roughly went on for an hour and a half or so.
Okay, but that was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What's your usual date time of work?
Mine? I get there around 9:30, and I usually...
In the morning?
Yes.
And what time do you leave?
Anytime between 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. at night.
What time did the plaintiff leave with her companion?
I want to roughly 5:30 or 6. We'll have to... 5:15.
Okay, so you didn't lose a whole day's work.
No, ma'am. It was about an hour's work is what we lost. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I do have proof of what we lost. I do have the...
Oh, yes, fine. Then I'd like to see that.
All right, thank you.
Between 4 and 5:30. You're actually going to lose the other two cases, too, because the car wasn't registered until the 27th. You didn't get insurance until the 28th.
I had cataracts on my eyes and couldn't pass the eye exam at the DMV.
Listen to me. That's not the issue. Your cataracts are not the issue. The issue is you're not allowed to have a car since October of 2016 that is unregistered according to the rules of where you live.
I moved in there 24 years ago. That was not a rule, and I've been grandfathered in there three different times.
No grandfather.
And it's never been a rule. I never saw these rules and regulations until after the first tow. I didn't even know
just
they existed.
Just a second. Miss Brennan, so if you didn't know about the rules until after the first tow, strike out October. Then you knew about the rules, that you had to have the car registered, current registration, current license plate, and because they don't want a whole bunch of junk cars hanging around. And not to say that your car was a junk car.
It's not.
But they don't want a lot of people storing junk cars all over the mobile home.
Correct.
Facility. So now you knew it. You still didn't register the car in December because it was towed again in December. And you still didn't register the car March 24th.
I couldn't pass the eye exam at the DMV.
Sell the car.
I tried to.
Sell the car. What do you mean you tried to?
Yes,
sell
I did.
The car. Sell it. Give it away.
I have my driver's license now and registration.
Well, in any event, this is a letter written by...
We had four items that we lost business on during that hour,
to
ma'am.
I'm not taking this letter. This is hearsay. Do you understand that? That's hearsay.
I don't know how else to prove to you that we lost business.
I don't know either. I think you're just going to have to eat it. But I can't accept hearsay. Okay, good. Whole thing took an hour. You had all the tows starting at 9 o'clock, and you had them between 5:30 and 11.
We were supposed to tow
between
a hearse
5:30
with a
and 11.
Body in it.
So your counterclaims dismissed. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, I'm very pleased that Judge Judy was able to see that she was lying in her complaint.
I'm not happy with it, of course.
You know, I've seen a lot of crazy things, but she actually ordered him to take a chain or a cable, and he attached himself to my fence.
The neighbor's about 500 pounds. There was no chain.
We had a standoff, and they threatened to use a taser on the man in the mobility scooter.
There was no taser gun. I mean, seriously.
And then finally, she ordered him to back down, then they did pay for the vehicle and leave.
We were there for maybe 20 minutes, 30 at the most.
I think if now she's got her cataracts fixed, she should read the rules of the community and understand them and follow them.
Well, he asked me one day, why are you suing me? Well, why are you towing my car? Duh.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Shivers versus Anson. Step forward.
Cheryl Shivers is suing her grandson's stepfather, Casey Anson, for selling her a bed infested with bed bugs.
Ms. Shivers, you purchased some used furniture through the defendant.
Yes.
Someone who you knew.
Yes.
From where?
He's my grandson's step-grandfather.
And did furniture used to be his business?
He was a manager of a furniture store, and that's why I contacted him. He no longer worked there, but he said he had some furniture.
Well, you contacted him because you had some sort of a flood and your furniture was destroyed?
I had a pipe burst in my attic and my whole bedroom was destroyed.
Okay, so you purchased bedroom furniture from Mr. Anson on what date?
On March 29th.
Of this year?
Yes.
And it is your claim that the first night that you slept, and you, in addition to the furniture, you purchased the mattresses that went with the bed?
Mattress, armoire, dresser, and nightstand.
You slept on the mattress on March 29th?
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that subsequently you were all bitten by an infestation of bed bugs that were probably in the mattress? You want your money
actually
back.
It wasn't in the mattress. It was back behind the headboard in the corners. It was in the wood.
Really?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
bought used furniture from him. I have no indication that there was any infestation of anything. You have no guarantee.
I think he knew that they were there, and I think that's why he was getting rid of it.
Just a second. What you think is not relevant, what you can prove in a court is relevant.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cheryl Shivers says her grandson's stepfather, Casey Anson, sold her a bed infested with bedbugs.
Okay. You were all bitten by an infestation of bedbugs that were probably in the mattress. You want your money
Actually,
back.
It wasn't in the mattress. It was back behind the headboard in the corners. It was in the wood.
Really?
Yes. I have pictures.
I'd like to see it. Did you see a doctor the next day?
One of my clients is my doctor. I'm in the beauty business.
I'm asking you a question. Did you see a doctor the next day? Do you have a report from that doctor?
No.
When did you contact Mr. Anson and tell him?
That next day.
On
and
the
I didn't
30th.
Get a response.
On the 30th. How did you contact him?
By text.
Do you have a copy
of
that text? I'd like to take a look at it.
And I have pictures of the bites also.
I'd like to take a look at that too.
And the text about
Just
the,
a second. I just want to know when you notified him afterwards.
It's on the last page.
Well, the last page is April 7th. I'm looking for March 30th. Do you understand?
Yes.
I said, when did you notify him?
On April 7th.
It wasn't March 30th.
Right.
My question to you is, when did you see the bites?
The next morning after I got the furniture.
Well, then why wouldn't you notify him immediately?
I think I have my dates mixed up when the furniture was delivered. Because I only had the furniture.
Let's make sure we know what date. Here are your texts back. Let's make sure that we know what dates. It would seem to me that you would notify Mr. Anson. It's not dispositive of the case, but if I bought used furniture from somebody and I woke up covered with bites, I would notify them the next day.
I think it was delivered on the 6th.
When was the furniture delivered? Do you have a record of that?
I don't have a record, Your Honor. My memory is March the 29th, correct?
Okay. Do you have the exterminator's report?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. Where did you get this furniture from, Mr. Anson?
Aaron's Sales and Lease, the company I work for, employee discount.
So that's the company that you currently work for, and how much did you...
I've no longer worked there. I left that organization, took employment...
In March 2017, were you working at Aaron's?
No, ma'am.
So where did you buy the furniture from?
Aaron's Sales and Lease, approximately...
When?
May of 16.
And what did you do with it?
I took it to my house.
And it remained in your house?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you tell that to the plaintiff?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So the furniture was in his house until he sold it to you?
Correct.
Did he tell you why he was selling it to you?
He said his son had gone to OU College, and he had only slept in his bedroom for a couple times, and he was moving that weekend, and he would sell it to me.
Okay, so this was your son's furniture?
Yes, Your Honor. It was in the spare bedroom where my son, when he would come home for the weekends, would stay.
And, Your Honor, those bites that I had, at first I thought they were hives. I did not know immediately what they were.
Anybody in your family ever been infected with...
No, Your Honor.
Son?
No, Your Honor. The spare bedroom is approximately 12, 15 feet from my door into master bedroom.
Those bed bugs that were on the back of that headboard were really large. They had to have been there for a long time.
I don't know that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. You've been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. In any event, you bought furniture from him. You bought used furniture from him. I have no indication that he knew if there were any infestation of anything. You have no guarantee. You have no warranty. You bought used furniture. That's what happened. He's not responsible to give you your money back. Under what theory?
I think he knew that they were there.
Oh.
And I think that's why he was getting rid of it.
Just a second. What you think is not relevant, what you can prove in a court is relevant. You called him, correct, looking for furniture?
Correct.
He didn't call you. He didn't advertise the furniture on Craigslist or any place else. You knew him through family. So it wasn't an ad that you answered. He was trying to unload the furniture. You called him. You said, you still work for Aaron's? You still have connections to get furniture? He said to you, no, I don't work for them anymore, but I have furniture that I bought from them a year ago. My son isn't using it anymore. I'll sell it to you. Is that how it happened?
Yes.
Great. Your case is dismissed. We're done.
Judge Judy, let's step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You open up your pay envelope and you say, gee, today is my lucky day.
I thought, About time I started making some money.
How much did you overpay him?
By more than double.
And then you quit.
Judge Judy.
I think that he sold me bad furniture, and he's an idiot and a liar.
It was certainly fair.
I got bites all over me.
Bedbugs could have come from any different location.
I had been sold bedroom furniture with bedbugs.
That's false. I have no knowledge of that, and I certainly don't have any bedbugs in my house.
Don't buy used furniture from relatives.
I've learned my lesson.